Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And I woke up this morning earlier than usual. I went to bed later than usual. And I needed some cheering up. And I walk in and I see Anthony Lima across the table from me. So good luck, everybody.
How's that working out for you?
Hey, you said they could still win the series if they lost this game last night.
I did. I still believe that. Help me out. I still believe that. But it's gonna take a massive effort for this team to find out who they are. Because right now, after an entire season, how many different players they have cycled through the revolving door of Cavs players this year, where they overhauled a team like I've never seen a team overhaul. That was after they overhauled in the offseason, like I've never seen a competitive team overhaul. And then they made trades again at the trade deadline. They said goodbye to Dwayne Wade, who I'm sorry if people still think they couldn't use Dwayne Wade. I don't know what league you're watching. They could. If you're telling me he's not better than Rodney Hood, tell me he's not better than Jordan Clarkson.
I'm not having an argument over Dwayne Wade.
Okay, well, I will, because they could use him. These guys don't trust each other. They don't believe in each other. That includes LeBron.
I'm not fighting you over Dwayne Wade.
The entire team last night gave such an embarrassing effort in that second half because they were punched in the mouth. It's like, welcome to the Eastern Conference Finals. Were you not expecting that? I mean, LeBron was literally punched in the mouth on a ball, kind of ironically, on a ball that, again, because of their great defense, he lost control of, and it was going to be another turnover. He gathers it only because he's such a good athlete on the baseline, and then he gets jarred in the face, and he looked like the way his neck contorted and his face looked like he was in a heavyweight boxing fight. Ding, ding, ding. It's been a heavyweight boxing fight, and the Cavs are completely on the canvas. They would have most coaches, most managers would have put the white flag up after that yesterday. LeBron was not the same when he came back.
Well, time out, I wanted to throw in the towel. He did say there was some gooning going.
We got to be tougher. They're playing tougher than we are. We see that. They're being physical. They're gooning the game up, and we got to do the same thing. So we got to be tougher mentally and physically.
Is he throwing a shot at them, or is that the truth?
No.
He just feels that's the truth?
No, Tyloo's an old-school basketball guy. Right. That's kind of who he was, and I can understand. He's played on some physical teams. I think he meant gooning as in, if the refs are going to allow him to get away with it, B, yeah, we need to do that. I mean, he just said, we need to do exactly what they're doing. Can they find it within themselves by Saturday? Is that when they play? Saturday night at the Q?
Saturday evening at the Q.
And they better get off to a good start, because I don't even want to be near that arena if they get down again like they have at times this year in the postseason and the regular season at home.
I'm going to be interested to see what the tickets are, what the feeling is going in. Yesterday was the second half was so bad. Ty Lue deserves a lot of the flack. Their defense deserves a lot of the flack. Jeff Van Gundy was going crazy yesterday. And some of the stuff, can I tell you this? Can I say this out loud right now? I'm happy. I'm comforted. You can put this out on the Twitter as well, Owen. I am comforted that Dan Gilbert pays attention to what people say about his basketball team, because Mark Jackson has no shot in hell to be the Cavaliers head coach this summer. Like, I don't want that guy anywhere near my team. And I decided to turn some of the sound on, and I could not do it. It was one of the worst decisions I made last night.
To put the sound on?
To put the sound on. And to hear. And I don't...
I think it was important. I think you had to hear what was going on.
I like Jeff Van Gundy.
I think Jeff Van Gundy has a better feel of the series than the Cavs do, and the Cavs organization, and the Cavs coaching staff. So I think you should listen to it. I think you learned something.
Man, I just think I was hearing what Jeff Van Gundy said. I didn't like it. I didn't say I didn't necessarily disagreed with it. Some of the stuff that Mark Jackson says, I think that he just says it to say it so his voice is heard on the broadcast and he feels like he's getting a paycheck and earning it. But I couldn't sit there and scream and yell at Jeff Van Gundy. Again, sometimes I think he's doing his own version of Ken Burns basketball. Either way, I was really bothered. Just bothered by the second half because I didn't think – Jeff Van Gundy thought they were giving up and that there was no effort. They were lost, and then when they get lost, see, there's something that works here. This was different than game one, is that when they started losing, they did what, God, I can't believe I'm saying this. They did what Isaiah Thomas alleged that they do, where they just go their separate ways when things get bad. When they start missing shots, when LeBron needs to rely on anybody else at all because he had the injury. Anybody else at all. They just go away, and it's every man for themselves. I mean, how many trades, and think about it, it's natural. Some of it's natural because you had less time to work this out. If this would have been the beginning of the season, you could have worked this out and maybe had something going there. Boston, you've only taken away. You really haven't thrown a whole bunch in there, right?
Right, yeah.
They didn't make any great moves. I'm not missing something here, am I?
No, they added, okay. They added Greg Monroe. That was their
who
big
who plays a handful of minutes for them? Greg Monroe played 6 minutes, and then he played like 4 minutes in game one. So, you think they got a shot? I can't believe I'm the guy saying this. I think it's over.
Here's why. Here's why. I've seen series change so fast, especially going from road to home.
Okay.
A bunch of guys that have no confidence in each other.
Yeah,
I've seen it. I mean, we go back to – now, again, this is not the NBA Finals championship team for 2 years ago. We get that. The only reason I'm making the comparison at all is that they have LeBron James, and I've seen series shift. I've seen teams look terrible for two games, even three games, even four games. The Cavs were down 3-1 and looked like they had no business in the series against the Warriors. This Celtics team is nowhere near as good as that Warriors team. Obviously, this Cavs team is nowhere near as good as that team right there. That's why I think the door is cracked open. But I said it, I tweeted it last night. They have to swallow their pride. They have to forget about everything. They got to forget about all this stuff. I mean, did you see yesterday the eye rolling at these guys? The bitching, the complaining. You still have, obviously, there is some. Jordan Clarkson's on the bench. He looks like he wants to be anywhere else in the world. But on that bench, meanwhile, you had Rodney Hood, who at one point in game one wanted to be anywhere else in the world except on the floor.
And then they got Jason. I'm not calling Jason out here because I can't believe Rodney Hood is getting NBA minutes at this point. He tried to tell you in game four against Toronto, I don't belong to be out there. And I blame Rodney Hood. Rodney Hood just had the foresight to tell you, like, no, I shouldn't be in the NBA. I shouldn't be out there.
In terms of how this team, I don't know which game was worse. The fact that game one, they thought they could just feel it out. Boy, that feels silly now, right? The feeling out process. Probably shouldn't have felt out a game in the Eastern Conference Finals against a team right now that everyone is now saying is more talented than you. I wasn't saying that before the series. I don't know that that's necessarily true. I think you've seen the worst of the Cavs. You've seen the best of the Celtics. And now it looks like the Celtics are more talented. But a team with Kevin Love and LeBron James and good shooters should be good enough.
You might be a little bit more top-heavy. But no, you just said the point. They're not better than you. I'm trying to not lose my mind at 6 in the morning, maybe later on. Because, again, I'm the guy who thought that if they lose this game, I think they lose the series. And I do think they lose the series now. I hate admitting that. But I got to admit my heart, and that's where it is. They could win. They could win a couple of games in the series, but I think they lose the series now. And I keep hearing, well, they're more talented. No, they're not. No, Kevin Love's an Olympian. He played for USA Basketball. We got to point this out, right? He's the second best player on the court. He's supposed to be the second best player on the court.
Kyle Korver's pretty good.
And when I ask, this is the problem I have, is that, man, when you ask anybody else, and he had 22 and 15, 13 of those were defensive rebounds. I'd like a little bit more on the offensive end if I wanted to do it. But, man, you ask anybody else to do anything, and it's just, and people can't see me. They just look around with their hands out. Like that meme. With that chimp or whatever it is sitting on the block, that white one, and it's all like the hair is all frizzy. He's looking at him, what do you want from me? What are you doing? What are they doing? What are they doing other than blaming each other? And you're exactly right. Jordan Clarkson sits there like he is sitting in a class in elementary school, and he doesn't want to be there. He just can't wait to get the hell out of there. Rodney Hood can't wait to get the hell out of there. You got guys, let's just face it, you have guys who don't know how to be professionals on this basketball team, and they are already planning for their playoffs because they don't know how to pay the price. They believe that they are there for one reason, and that's to try to get LeBron a championship, and they don't even pay that price to do so. So this is what it is. So I'll get worked up. I can't do it for 4 hours. I'm not going to do it for 4 hours because yesterday was one of the worst days I think we've ever seen. The ping pong balls, which were everybody was just put their hopes and dreams in, it turned out exactly the way they were. You had the number 8 overall pick, and now here we are, and they'll probably take Trae Young, and everybody will bitch about that. The Indians can't hold a lead of 7-3. Andrew Miller sucks, and now you got this. So, fine, take your pick of one of the worst days that we've seen in Cleveland sports. Take your pick.
I had insult to injury.
You go right on ahead.
You sure you want that?
I got a guy who played with Kobe Bryant. I have a guy who played with Kobe Bryant in the NBA, former player, who looks like he doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground compared to Brad Stevens. Could Brad Stevens beat the Boston Celtics with the Cavaliers right now? Could he win the series?
I know you wouldn't be down 2-0. Can I add insult to injury?
What?
I don't know if you want me to do this.
What do you want to do?
Do you remember October 25th, 2017?
No. What stupid thing did I say then?
No.
And then you're
going to
throw in my face.
No, it's not. It's not.
Because that's all I am.
October,
it's just the Lord of the Idiots.
October 25th, 2017. LeBron James had a triple-double. They were playing a team called the Brooklyn Nets.
What's that got to do with the price of fish?
Well, I can tell you what it had to do with the price of fish.
Okay.
The Nets were able to overcome a triple-double by LeBron James. They beat the Cavs 112-107 because, you know, the Nets were not tanking. They had no reason to tank this year. Had the Cavs have won that game and beaten the Brooklyn Nets,
I can't believe this.
They would have been in a three-way tie for the lotto balls. There would have been a solid opportunity that had they have won a coin flip that they would be drafting number 2 in the NBA draft lottery. But because you lost to the Nets...
How did you find that?
It all boils down to the way the stupid numbers go. And sometimes, like when the Cavs got that number one pick that turned out to be Kyrie Irving, sometimes when you win a game, it works out. Sometimes you lose a game, depending on where you shape up in the lottery. But either way, it was a abysmal night for Cleveland sports. All-time abysmal. It was terrible.
I can't help but cackle in the background of that. That's sensational. We'd have the number 2 pick?
You potentially.
So we'd have
potentially. Potentially, because of the coin flips.
Marvin Bagley Jr.? We'd get calls about keeping him and letting LeBron walk if that were the case. Now we got Trae Young, which I don't mind Trae Young. He's 19 years old, but basically you got him. I know you don't got him, but you basically got him.
We'll see. We'll see if that pick ever sees the light of day for the Cleveland Cavs. Because right now...
That's a tradable commodity?
It still is, yeah. Absolutely All right. is. It's not number one, like, number two, number three, but it's still pretty big.
You can get, and I know people got hot and bothered about it because I made a joke because people were going, well, you can still get value there. Yeah, you can. You can get value there. And they've actually been historic, with the exception of Zagana Jop, I think picking the 8th spot, they've gotten who? Like Ron Harper? They've gotten some good players. Andre Miller was a player, stuck around the league for like 45 years. Who else am I missing? I'm missing somebody big. I know I'm missing somebody big.
Yeah, there could be.
They've taken with 8th overall.
Look at where Donovan Mitchell.
Look at where Donovan Mitchell
was taken. Look where the Greek Freak was taken. Yeah, so if you want some hope, that 8th pick is it's not like destiny. That's going to be a player that's just a role player. You can get a good player at 8.
Just trying to make some jokes and get through it. Like I told you, when Grandma died, so you just try to make some jokes and get through it. Hell, we were laughing about passed away mothers on Mother's Day on this show. So right now, I'm just going to grin and bear it because last night was just, yeah. That was awful. That was awful all the week because you showed effort. At least you showed effort. And then things went bad in the second half. So to me, and you can diagnose it the way you want to, I got a coach who I think is a deer in the headlights right now. His days are numbered. You have very little hope for the future. You could draw whatever comparison you want to LeBron, and I think that the series is over. I think they can win some games. I'd love to be surprised. I will absolutely be rooting for them on Saturday. But, yeah, I think the series is over. So there you go. Prove me wrong.
Okay?
216-578-0092. What a wonderful way to start the morning. Real positive and uplifting. Can we talk some Browns today just to be a little positive?
Sure. Sure, with the 0-16 Browns, we can talk about them.
Sorry, what year was that?
It was last year.
What year is this?
2019 it'll be.
2018.
2018.
18. Yeah.
Well, we'll be in the playoffs in 2019.
Did they lose? That was, yeah. I mean, that was last season. This is a new season. Yes. So there you go. We'll talk a little Browns later on today. I'm just going to force it because I gotta smile about something right now. Coming up next, there's other things that happened last night. It's about last night, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.